Good Morning Pensacola. Andrew McKay and the Pensacola Morning News starts right now.
This song is the that's the best lyric.
It's the dumbest song ever written, and
it's
love it
not
so
highbrow.
Much.
Did I know exactly, but it's so wonderful. It's so loving. 437-1620, 437-1620. That's my phone number. On Sunday, Mike Pence did an interview with Fox News Sunday, and one of the things that was kind of interesting was, you know, we're always going to have these conversations about sort of, you know, big global issues. By global, I just mean, you know, large. I don't mean that they have to do with the entire world. I pretty much use a better term. But, you know, issues like, for example, abortion. Okay. And, you know, right now the Republican Party is having a, you know, internal conversation really about where it wants to be on this. Of course, the country at large is having a conversation about where, you know, we think we ought to be in the wake of the Dobbs decision striking down Roe versus Wade and Planned Parenthood versus Casey. So this is going to be a conversation we're going to have for the next year and a half until we have a presidential election. And then for a year and a half after that, and then for 10 years after that, and then for 20. I mean, you know, like it's been what? 70, 80, 100 years since we've been having this conversation, too. It was very one-sided until Roe, and then it's been one-sided since Roe and since Dobbs. It's been anyway. So I thought it was interesting to hear Mike Pence talk about this on Fox News Sunday about, you know, his position on this and kind of what he's calling for.
62 million unborn lives lost, and just about as many women who have endured this, the two generations under abortion. I think we need to bring a message of grace. We need to bring a message of kindness. We need to come alongside women in crisis pregnancies. That's how we're going to win hearts and minds. It's so much more important than politics to me, but I also think it's a winning issue.
Yeah, so, you know, it's a philosophical, ethical, religious issue for Mike Pence and for a lot of people, but he says he thinks it's also winning politically to take that view. And lots of conversation about this, including, you know, where we stand in the United States versus, for example, where Europe is right now. It's kind of one that, you know, used to be the other way around, and now it's kind of reversed, sort of like where we are on transgender stuff. You know, Europe has kind of pulled back from their full-throated embrace of that, whereas we are kind of, you know, following the path that Europe had followed, but 20 years after they followed it. But he calls for a national standard for the entire nation for when an abortion should or should not be allowed.
I did this week call on every other candidate for the Republican nomination to support a minimum standard of a 15-week ban on abortion at the national level. That would align American law with most of the countries in Europe that literally ban abortion after 12 to 15 weeks. Our laws at the national level today are more aligned with North Korea, China, and Iran than with other Western countries in Europe.
Yeah, I was actually surprised by this, if only because when I started looking at the whole list, he's right. 12 weeks is kind of the standard for most of your European countries, meaning you cannot get an abortion after 12 weeks, and some are more restrictive even than that. So when I first heard him talking about this, I think I misunderstood what his recommendation was, because he said it real quick. What he thinks is that 15 weeks ought to be the cutoff nationally. He's not saying that every state has to allow it up to 15 weeks. The way I understand his position is 15 weeks at latest, but some states might cut it off earlier than that. So what I had at first thought was, Mike, you're giving up an awful lot of territory in those states, you know, for example, that have cut it off well before that. You know, they've cut it to 6 weeks or cut it to not at all. But no, he's saying nationally at 15 weeks. And the argument that he's making, although he doesn't really quite come out and make it so explicitly, would go something like this. You've got to protect life, right? And I've always had this concern, because the argument against Roe and against Casey has been that the federal government doesn't have a job when it comes to setting the term for abortion, that they don't have a mandate. They've not given Article I power in order to set that rule. And so for the Supreme Court to say that nobody can do it under their tortured, long-standing, though it might be, tortured reasoning of the privacy penumbra flowing out of Griswold versus Connecticut and other cases, I think that is terrible reasoning, and so the better approach would be let the states decide. Well, within the context of let the states decide, when Republicans won with Dobbs, now there's kind of been this push to set a national, you know, some kind of a national law regarding abortion access. But for those of us who have long said this should be a state's issue, well, did we really mean that it should be a state's issue, whereas each state sets its own policy? Or did we mean that it, you know, no, what we really mean is a federal standard? Well, again, I think Pence's view here is it ought to be a federal standard at the upper limit, but it ought to be states' rights within that. And here's the best way that I can articulate that view. Because life is something that the federal government has the authority to protect, right? Life, liberty, and property, you know, are in the Constitution. And so these are things that the federal government has a mandate to protect. But we have shifting standards of when life begins. Certainly everybody accepts that the federal government has the authority to protect life when you're born. I mean, nobody, I don't think anybody really disputes that. If you did, it would be a weird conversation. The question is, does the federal government have any authority when it comes to protecting life before birth? And I think what Mike Pence is saying is, yeah, by around 15 weeks, I think we can probably convince anybody that that's a life and therefore it ought to be protected. And the reason he thinks this is a winning issue is because it's hard to make the case that a 20-week-old or a 30-week-old isn't a person. It's really hard to make that case. And so he thinks we can get consensus around a, you know, a minimum life concept at 15 weeks that therefore the federal government would have authority to act on. We'll come back to this in just a second. Candy's got traffic on the fives.
Accident this morning. This is on Fairfield and Palafox and right near Escambia County Animal Shelter, but on the other side of the road. It's backed up eastbound on Fairfield, although that might just be the light, but a short backup there. If you have traffic tips, text 437-1620. This is brought to you by Executive Landscaping. Big enough to get the job done, small enough to care. You can call them for a no-hassle estimate, 250-3756. Again, text for traffic tips, 437-1620. News Radio 92.3 and 4. Local dependable.
Thanks so much, Candy. So just momentarily back to this concept of Mike Pence's call for a 15-week national standard for abortion. And do keep in mind, by the way, that most of your national Democrat politicians believe that up until the moment of birth is what the standard ought to be. In fact, Ben Cardin, Democratic senator, was actually asked this prior on the same on Fox News Sunday. And in case you wonder kind of what the national party platform is for Democrats.
What is the Democrats' position? Where do you draw the line?
Well, we support Roe v. Wade. We thought that was established law. It was established law for almost 50 years. The Supreme Court decision was a radical decision that reversed the rights of women to make their own health care decisions. So we support Roe v. Wade. We support the right of women to be able to make their own decisions about their reproductive rights. It shouldn't be subservient to what state legislatures are doing.
Well, what about the states where it's actually legal up until the due date? Is that something Democrats support?
We support the right of women to make their own decisions. This is a personal decision made by women with the advice of their doctors and their family. And we don't think we should try to tell women when they can make those decisions.
Is there a cutoff for you before that point?
No, to me, it's a reproductive, it's a healthcare decision. It's up to women to make that decision.
And I think that reflects the Democratic Party's national, and I say that because sometimes, you know, local Democrats might not hold that same view, but at the national level, that's been the Democratic position for a long time is, you know, right up until the moment of birth, which know anything about, you know, human gestational development, you'd be like, oh my God, really? Well, I mean, again, that's been their view. So where Mike Pence thinks he has traction is in the ability to persuade, and not just Mike Pence, but he's the one that's offering this particular plan, is that we can persuade people that, you know, at 35 weeks, at 30 weeks, at 25 weeks, at 20 weeks, at 16 weeks, this is clearly a person. And therefore, as a person, the government has an ability to intervene and say, you can't take that life away, at least not without some kind of justification, some kind of cause, some kind of real explanation. And, I mean, there's a persuasiveness to that. But I think where Republicans sometimes miss an opportunity is, and Democrats miss opportunities too, is we don't speak the language of the people who disagree with us. And the language of Democrats is always, if you listen, inclusion. Inclusion and protection, right? We want to include, for example, historically, although it was Republicans who did this, not Democrats, but you know where the claims get made. We want to include black people in the definition of a citizen or a person. We want to include women in the definition of, you know, being able to vote and being able to, you know, hold property and have power. Now the argument is phrased in terms of gays and lesbians, or in terms of transgender. We want to include people. We want to include immigrants. We want to include people of other ethnicities, right? There's always this move to broaden the scope of concern. Even when you take an outlier group like PETA, they're saying we want to expand the zone of concern and protection for animals that are like humans and then animals that are not like humans. But the idea of the Democrat mindset has always been include, expand, protect the vulnerable. Okay, which of course is a kind of language and philosophy that Republicans or pro-lifers ought to adopt, because the idea there is, well, let's include these small, defenseless, right, people. Let's include them in our zone of concern. Let's include them in the definition of who is eligible for protection, who is eligible for being status classified as a human. Now, I don't know how many Democrats are going to come along. This remains to be seen. This is why we have political discussions. But I think that would be the approach. And even though I also have long favored, you know, look, let it to be to the states, the more I think about the life protection and the balancing of life and privacy or bodily integrity or medical privacy kind of decisions, there's something about this that seems right, not as an only standard, but as a minimum standard for the nation. 621 here on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. I'm Andrew McKay.
Hi, this is Earl Ron. At New South Window, we bring the factory to you. Our windows and doors are made with quality in mind, and your products and insulation are backed by our lifetime warranty. That's because New South Window knows the importance of single-source accountability. We believe in removing the middleman so you get more for your money. This is real factory direct. One company, one call, guaranteed for life. Get New South proud.
Buy two of our products and get the third free. Visit NewSouthWindow.com.
New South proud.
Dales Marine Construction is passionate about creating waterfront structures and shoreline protections. Whether it's a small individual project or a large-scale corporate design, Dales Marine works hard to help you create a plan that satisfies your needs or wants for the space. From small residential docks and piers to large marinas and seawalls, Dales Marine, licensed and insured in Santa Rosa and Escambia County, the area's leader and expert in marine construction for over 30 years and proud sponsor of the Blue Angels.
Tune in to the Pensacola Expert Panel today at 10:30 when Department Head Michael Payne of Pensacola State College's School of Business will be on the show talking about PSC to UWF business degrees, advanced technical certificates, financial aid, and how you can get started on the right career path. That's all today at 10:30 on the Pensacola Expert Panel with Pensacola State College.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
Hey, this is Andrew McKay, and it's hurricane season, and we are ready with informative, local, and dependable coverage. Our Storm Experience News team will be here for you with breaking information, including reports from both Escambia and Santa Rosa County Emergency Operations Centers, live press conferences and interviews with officials, and comprehensive and accurate coverage, along with our TV partners at WEAR Channel 3. We'll help you through the storm. News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
When hurricanes approach, no one covers the storms like News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Indy, why does the floor move?
News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. I'm Andrew McKay. It's Pensacola Morning News. Hot, super hot, very hot, 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 hot. Today, we are under a variety of advisories. The short version is that if you're in the southern portions of Escambia and Santa Rosa County, it's an excessive heat warning. If you're in the northern portions, it's a heat advisory. The point is it's going to push a well over 110 today with the heat index. And that's, you know, in case you don't know, that's air temperature with a factor to increase the significance to your body because of the level of moisture. And since it's hot and humid and not going away, humid air is worse for your body to dissipate and deal with than dry air. And so that's where the heat advisory comes from, is it's going to be brutal out there. Please don't go outside and do exercise, and please hydrate and be careful. And just all of the stuff, okay? Pay attention today. This is no joke. People are going to die because of this if they're not paying attention. And unfortunately, when this stuff happens, people do die. It's awful because people don't know. Candy's got traffic on the fives.
You want to watch out for your three Ps, your people, your pets, and your plants. Well, I don't know about your plants.
Not so much the plants.
I guess,
right,
yeah,
now.
I'm thinking of the freezing stuff. Yeah, but yeah, right. If you have elderly neighbors, make sure you check on them. Yep. And make sure your pets have plenty of shade and water, okay? Accident at Fairfield and Palafox. That's near Escambia County Animal Shelter. But on the other side, it's backed up a little bit eastbound on Fairfield, but that might just be the light at Fairfield and Palafox. Be careful there anyway. And certainly if you have traffic tips, text them in. 437-1620, News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
Thanks, Candy. David Wayne now in the newsroom with our headlines. David?
Gallup says President Biden's approval rating has gone up. A new poll putting the president's approval rating at 43% now. That's up 4 points since last month. It's his highest rating since last August, although 54% of U.S. adults still say they disapprove of his job performance. Prosecutors seeking the death penalty against the suspected killer of four University of Idaho students. Court ruling yesterday says they're looking for the death penalty against Brian Koberger, who was indicted for the murders last November. And the CDC now says malaria is spreading locally in the United States. Cases have been seen in both Florida and Texas, and it's the first documented cases of local malaria transmission, and I believe since 2003, in over 20 years
now.
Yeah,
it's been a long time. We got one in Texas and four in Florida, I think is what I saw.
Yes.
Cases so far. So, great.
Great. Just what we needed, just, right?
Yeah. You know, which, granted, in the grand scheme of all of Florida's 21 million people, but, you know, it hasn't happened in a long time, and that's not good. David, thanks so much for the update. LSU wins their first College World Series since 2007, I think, was last one. I think that's right. And they have, this is now their seventh one, which, can I just say this? I did not watch the game, either one of them, of the last, you know, three games, of course, and they won 2-1. But they got just brutalized by Florida in the prior game. I think it was 24-3. And this game was like 18-4 or something like that. Like, these are not good baseball games. Like, a good baseball game does not look like a football score. Either direction. A good baseball, I mean, it's fun if you're on the winning side, but a good baseball game is like 7-5. You know, there's enough scoring to keep it interesting, but not, it's not softball. And that's what these scores have been like the last two games. But crazy to come back from being, you know, beaten in the first game, and or not to come back, but, you know, they won the one and they came back yesterday and they were down 2-0. So congratulations to LSU, and you'll never hear me say that again. 627 here. No, it's, I mean, why not? Fine. 627 here on News Radio 92.3. So, you know, I used to teach ethics, used to teach logic. And so when things, there are things that catch my attention that I find fascinating that don't necessarily catch everybody's attention. And I'll give you an example. A story about a New York University professor, 58-year-old professor, who he basically said that if you want to succeed in life, you need to get out of your house. You need to not do remote work. You need to be social, make relationships, go out and do things. And, you know, there was some pushback from millennials and whatever, other people who, you know, they like working at home, they like remote work, and they were angry at him for saying that. That's not all that interesting to me. What I thought was fascinating was reading the story as it was covered on Yahoo News. This is Vishesh Rasengani, closest I can do, writing the story. And I'm going to read it to you because I found this fascinating. He said, despite the pushback from younger workers, older business leaders seem keen on getting workers back into the office. JP Morgan, Citibank, and Goldman Sachs have all called employees back to work in recent months, while even tech companies like Snap and Tesla have clamped down on remote work. Tesla's CEO Elon Musk went as far as to call remote work morally wrong, quote, though Musk offered no factual evidence to back up that assertion. What? The reason I say the what is because part of my training is to recognize statements that they don't really carry any content that makes any sense, even though they kind of look like they do. Okay, they have, you know, false significance, so to speak. No factual evidence to back up the assertion. Here's why that's fascinating to me. If you say something is morally wrong, there's no such thing as factual evidence you can give to show that. Because ethics is not a matter of fact. Ethics, and by the way, I'm not saying it's a matter of opinion either, but it's not a matter of observational data. You can't point to a thing in the world that tells you that, for example, working remotely would be morally right, morally wrong, morally neutral, whatever. It just doesn't fit that scheme. And so I thought it was such an odd turn of phrase that Musk offered no factual evidence. You could perhaps give evidence, reasoning from, for example, religious texts or from an ethical system like deontology or utilitarianism or something like that. But it was just such an odd phrase for somebody to say, you know, but Musk didn't give any facts to show why something was morally wrong. And what I'm thinking is, which facts would those be exactly? And not to get too deep on it, but there's an old distinction between the things that are and things that ought to be. And what David Hume always taught is that there is no way to connect those one to the other. How things are in the world doesn't tell you how things ought to be. And so the question of facts to prove a moral assertion is nonsense.
Fox News, I'm Gianna Gelosi. Russia dropping charges against the Wagner rebel mercenaries that staged a brief rebellion over the weekend. Russian President Vladimir Putin trying to repair his image of control.
An armed rebellion would have been suppressed in any case. The organizers of the rebellion, despite being inadequate, could not fail to understand this. They understood everything.
Now, it's unclear where the Wagner leader, Evgeny Prigozhin, is. Donald Trump and Ron DeSantis trading blows over border policy. Trump promising mass deportations if he's elected again, but DeSantis says...
Well, he said that in 2016 as well and then didn't do it.
DeSantis in Eagle Pass, Texas yesterday. Trump, DeSantis, Nikki Haley, Will Hurd, Vivek Ramaswamy all going to be campaigning in New Hampshire, the site of the party's first primary election of the 2024 cycle. America's listening to Fox News.
Good morning, 6:31, News Radio 92.3. I'm David Wayne. It's warm, very warm. 80 degrees already here in Pensacola this morning. It's been a dangerous several days in the Gulf of Mexico. There have been at least 16 water rescues recently on Pensacola Beach.
Water is not like fire. You know, the risk there is not as apparent as fire. It's a much more hidden risk. Sometimes, most often, by the time you realize you're in trouble, it's often too late.
And that's Escambia County Water Safety Chief Dave Greenwood. Now, from Fort Morgan, Alabama to Panama City, there have been 7 confirmed drownings in the last several days. Beach officials say there were either red or double red flags flying when most of those happened. Last Wednesday was the first official day of summer. We're feeling it this week. The National Weather Service issuing heat advisories for the area. Heat indexes could be as high as 115 degrees across the area. So far this year, there have already been several reports of fatalities involving kids and pets left unattended in vehicles.
Check those back seats for children and pets. Please don't leave pets in the car. Even if you're running for just a few minutes, it can get incredibly hot very fast in that car.
And that's PPD spokesman Mike Wood. He says most of the time those incidents happen in retail shopping centers. Well, if you're in the market for a new car, make sure you do your homework so you're not getting scammed. That's the word we're getting from Florida's Attorney General after the recent bust of a high-end theft ring in Tampa.
This involved different types of schemes involving sales of automobiles. We cloned vehicles, switching of VIN identifications.
And that's State Attorney General Ashley Moody. And she says, whenever you buy a vehicle, make sure the dealer you're buying from is legitimate. She says, if it's a private person, make sure their name's actually on the vehicle's title. The theft ring that was busted in Tampa was accused of buying cars using fake IDs, then selling those cars with fake VIN numbers. Governor DeSantis says if he gets elected president, big changes are coming to the country's immigration policy.
I can tell you, as president, we are going to fully deputize all state and local governments to be able to enforce immigration law. You will be able to have that authority.
And one of the changes would be giving individual states the power to deport illegal immigrants. He says he would also reinstate the Trump policy of remain in Mexico that forced asylum seekers to wait in Mexico before going before a judge. He unveiled his plans yesterday in Eagle Pass, Texas. More than 200 new laws passed over the 2023 legislative session, including a record $116.5 billion budget, take effect this coming Saturday. Some of those new laws include school vouchers, expanded restrictions on teaching about sexual orientation and gender identity in schools, limits on using TikTok, carrying guns without concealed weapons licenses, and a larger Florida State Guard. Governor Ron DeSantis has signed about 300 bills that were sent to him by the legislature during this last legislative session. FDOT says starting today, traffic will be reduced to one lane each way on a portion of Highway 29 in Century. Both north and southbound traffic will be shifted to just one outside lane. This is going to be between Hattie's Boulevard and East Cottage. Construction crews in the area working on drainage improvements. And that traffic change is expected to be in place for about 30 to 45 days or so. And speaking of traffic, it's 6:35 at News Radio 92.3. And we've got the best traffic reporter this part of the world.
Oh, is that? I don't know. Because Gracie is in this afternoon. As we take a look at our roads, she's much better. As we take a look, I'm not showing any slowdowns or delays. I know they're doing some repaving near Tiger Point off Highway 98. That might be down to one lane. Use caution there. Another accident on 29 and the street that ends with a Fox right near Arides. And on the other side of the, or whatever it used to be, don't judge me. Accident at Fairfield and Palafox, also near Escambia County Animal Shelter. But on the other side of the road, it was backed up eastbound a little bit on Fairfield, but again, that might be due to the light. Certainly, if you have traffic tips or something you want to share, please text them in if you would. 437-1620, News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
Thank you so much, Candy. Now our Channel 3 forecast.
Mostly sunny skies today with a small chance of an afternoon shower. Otherwise, very hot, highs near 95 degrees with feels like temperatures in the triple digits. Overnight tonight, temperatures dropping near 79 degrees. Hot, humid weather continues for your Wednesday with a 20% chance of rain, high near 94. Wednesday night, temperatures dropping near 77. Stay connected to the Channel 3 News First Warning Weather Team. Download the WEAR-TV weather app. This is Brooke Richardson from the First Warning Weather Center.
It's 80 in Pensacola, 81 in Gulf Breeze, 78 in Milton, and only 636. News Radio 92.3, our next news at 7. Breaking news anytime. I'm David Wayne for News Radio 92.3.
I'm Jennifer Kishinko with Your Money Now. At the famous Plaza Hotel in Manhattan, much of the property remains closed to the public, including the famous Oak Room Bar and the basement space previously occupied by the Todd English Food Hall. Now this looks poised to change. Four Seasons and Ty Warner, the billionaire owner of the Midtown Hotel, are advancing toward an agreement for a new contract that would reopen the 368-room luxury hotel. The Wall Street Journal says the Four Seasons is a finalist for the Plaza job, along with Raffles Hotel and Resort. Raffles is a Paris-based luxury hotel operator. We know now the first company set to open at what will soon be Missouri's largest industrial park. Ace Hardware says it will open a new retail support center at the KCI 29 Logistics Park near Kansas City International Airport. The company said the distribution center will be about 1.5 million square feet, almost twice the size of the average Ace facility, and create over 350 jobs. On Wall Street, futures pointing to a mixed open. That's Your Money Now.
I'm Rocky Moselle with StarRegistry.com. Since we were children, we've been told to reach for the stars. It was great advice. Now it's a great gift. Name a star after someone. For $54 and a call to 800-282-3333 or visit starregistry.com, we will name a star after someone very special to you and send an incredible personalized gift. The new star name will be recorded in book form in the U.S. Copyright Office. Call the Star Registry, 800-282-3333 or visit starregistry.com for the hottest gift.
Did you know China starts teaching financial literacy in preschool? American kids are getting left behind, but we can help at home thanks to The Sensibles, a team of animated superheroes who help kids develop smart money habits in a fun way. Each month, they get a kit in the mail with a DVD, a comic book, access to an interactive website, fun activities, and lots more. Visit bcs-kids.com today and enter promo code CENT for 20% off. Digital subscriptions also available. The Sensibles. It's the sensible thing to do.
Doug's Auto Supply in Pace isn't your ordinary auto supply dealer. Jeremy Dawson, manager, says his inventory is vast. It includes auto and truck parts, tools, motor oil and other fluids, batteries, more blades, belts, filters, paint. Doug's may even have the kitchen sink. Doug's Auto Supply. Get your wiper blades installed for free and a free battery check. Doug's Auto Supply since 1977, located near Grocery Outlet in Pace, a proud sponsor of the Blue Angels Air Show.
This is Tort Talk with personal injury lawyer Terrence A. Gross.
Hi, this is Terrence A. Gross. In 1986, the Florida Bar limited personal injury contingency fees through trial to 40%. At that time, I thought that was too high. I've now practiced personal injury law in Northwest Florida for over 40 years, and I'm proud to say I've never charged a client 40%.
Tort Talk is brought to you by Terrence A. Gross. Call 434-3333 or check him out at grossandschuster.com.
News Radio Pensacola is your trusted source for hurricane coverage. We have a team of experienced broadcast experts who are dedicated to keeping you informed about the latest weather conditions and forecasts. We'll provide you with up-to-the-minute updates on any developing storms, as well as safety tips and information on how to prepare for a hurricane. So for the latest hurricane coverage, stay tuned to News Radio Pensacola on AM 1620, 92.3, 95.3, and on HD Radio at 98.7. We'll keep you safe.
The devil went down to Georgia. He was looking for a soul to steal. He was in a bind because he was way behind and he was willing to make a deal. When he came across this young man sawing on a fiddle and playing it hot, and the devil jumped up on a hickory stump and said, "Boy, let me tell you what. I guess you
just
didn't know
like
that I'm a fiddle player too.
Like,
and
know,
if you
dude,
care to take a dare, I'll make a bet with you. Now you play pretty good fiddle, boy, but give the devil his due. I bet a fiddle of gold against your soul, because I think I'm better than you." The boy said, "My name's Johnny, and it might be a sin, but I'll take your bet and you're going to regret, because I'm the best as ever been. Johnny, you're awesome up your pole and play your fiddle hard."
It gives me chills every time.
Here's the
every
problem
time.
With that song is the devil rocks.
Yeah, no,
in
the
devil's
song. Pretty good.
Well, yeah.
But that's a good theology lesson.
And sometimes
the devil's
meet,
pretty capable. I mean, he's been around. He's got some powers.
That's
you know,
what
he
meant.
To do some stuff. That's right.
Okay. Like
Charlie
this,
Daniels, devoted Christian.
He was. He passed away. I'm
That's
sure
right.
he still is. But like sometimes you meet people just so many times and you can really only have so many conversations about your favorite song. Devil Went Down to Georgia. And I was
yeah,
like,
right.
"Thank you for shaping my life, sir." The next time, "Thank you for being part of the fabric
I
of my life, sir."
I interviewed him a couple years ago.
Oh, I bet you did. Yeah, yeah, he's always here. And then I was like, "What is wrong with you? The devil rocked, sir." And he goes, "I think you misunderstood the point of that song, little lady." So
maybe. Yeah. Maybe your takeaway
is
a little
though,
bit
right?
not
Listen.
Quite. Oh, no, the devil's parts are the best in this song, for sure.
Sorry.
He's got the better music, that's for sure.
Theology by Candy Cullerton.
That's right. Here
yes.
you go. The book's coming soon. Releases next summer. 437-1620. Okay. I just feel like kind of, I don't have a like big topic, but I got a bunch of little topics that I think are kind of interesting here I want to talk about with you. One is, and this is... You know the term schadenfreude? That's when you see like somebody that you don't
that's
like and
the
they suffer.
That's joy of misfortune in others.
That's right. That's when you enjoy watching somebody else suffer. You particularly enjoy somebody watching somebody else suffer who's like your enemy or, you know, whatever.
Oh, yeah.
So when, you know, somebody you disagree with, you know, they fall into misfortune, you're like, yeah, I love watching that. Okay. We got one of those sorts of stories, but just kind of be careful how much you draw from it. Headline. Moms for Liberty, you know, this is the group that's been looking for, you know, book restrictions, okay? Moms for Liberty newsletter quotes Adolf Hitler, complains about being labeled extremist. It's the headline on USA Today. Now, this is not a news article. This is a commentary, but it's, you know, it's built around the news. And the basic issue here is that in an Indiana chapter Moms for Liberty publication that they sent out, they've got a quote. It and the basically the flyers, Moms for Liberty, the Parent Brigade, parenting advocacy through unifying education, empowering for parental rights, all levels of government. And then on the left side, it kind of goes through, you know, some of the particulars. And then on the right side, in blue bubble, it's got a big old visible quote that says, "He alone who owns the youth," owns is in all caps, gains in all caps, "the future," end quote. And then in italics behind that says Adolf Hitler. And so you're wondering, the snarkiness of the column is kind of funny. It's not clear whether the newsletter writer decided to put two of the words in all caps to jazz up the text originally written by a man responsible for almost incalculable evil, or if that's how the words appeared in the original Nazi speech. Hitler could not be reached for comment because he's in hell for all eternity. Nice. I appreciate that. But the fact that they would have a quote from Hitler and go out of their way to make sure you know it's from Hitler. Now, when I first read this, I thought, well, he's misunderstanding them. They're not endorsing this quote. They're giving this quote as a way of showing how the other side is and how, you know, the people who want to produce, you know, lurid material and get it in your kids' hands, they're the ones, the socialists, the pornographers, the, you know, catchphrase of your evil entity of the day. They're the bad ones, and you know, Hitler kind of expressed their goal, which is to capture the youth, to capture the country. That's what I thought they meant. I mean, like I'm always looking for a way to defend somebody. I'm always looking for a way to make sense of somebody. No, apparently that's not it. Because they came out with a clarification. And the front page of the newsletter, following the word context, which they gave for explanation of why they included the quote, and it says, quote, the quote from a horrific leader should put parents on alert. If the government has control over our children today, they control our country's future. We, the people, must be vigilant and protect children from an overreaching government. Which is kind of what I was saying. But then they got to reviewing it a little bit more. And the national chapter kind of came out and said, what are you doing? But their statement didn't help a lot. We condemn Adolf Hitler and his dark place in human history. Anytime you find yourself having to say that, you've gone wrong. you have really taken a turn, okay? Because it's kind of like, you know, we believe in sky. You know, like, if people are questioning whether you believe the sky is real, you know, that's a problem. But here it goes on. It says, more than 80 years after Hitler and his Nazi regime implemented a plan to exterminate European Jews, quote, we should not have quoted him in our newsletter and we express our deepest apology. But you knew it was him. Then it goes on, but the chapter shouldn't have quoted Hitler without condemning him at the same time. So the quote should have been accompanied with an asterisk. See below for our views on said Adolf. Just maybe don't quote Hitler. So, you know, the Moms for Liberty Indiana chapter said, and their tweet was, this is my favorite, everyone knows Hitler is bad. Mm-hmm. This is intentional dishonesty in reporting, but we aren't surprised. All they want is clicks. Do better at Indianapolis Star. The chapter shouldn't have quoted Hitler without condemning him at the same time. They have issued a statement of apology, to be clear. And so somebody else, this guy named Rex Hupke, says, is it possible they just shouldn't have quoted Hitler? Or is it okay to quote him as long as you also condemn him? Related question. Have you all considered a newsletter featuring the title, Hitler quotes that we agree with even though we condemn him? You know, it's funny because people make bad choices. Just don't quote Hitler. Simple. These rules are simple. 6:47 on News Radio 92.3. Candy's got traffic for you.
Did you see their pamphlet? My struggle. I'm just kidding. I mean, geez Louise, dude, that's so awful.
Was it written from jail?
To quote.
Find a better source.
That's right.
Or just ignore.
Tiger Point 98 is backed up in Tiger Point eastbound near Country Club Road. They're doing some road paving, some construction, and it looks like a Country Club Road leading up to 98 is way backed up, but there was a backup in that area, so just something to think about this morning. Be careful, you know that. Traffic tips, text 437-1620. Heat advisory in effect. Make sure your pets have plenty of shade and water before you leave the house. News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. I'm going to say that every 10 minutes.
Okay,
about
cool.
About your pets,
no,
yeah. Please be careful.
Watch your humans, watch your fur babies, yes. All of that. Take care of them. Hey, if you're thinking about that next vehicle, Frontier Motors, great place to buy good quality used cars. You know, we bought our Honda Odyssey there a couple of years ago. God, actually, 6 years ago? I don't even remember now. It's been a while. But just such a great place to buy a car from. Kind of like, if you think of all the reasons that people don't like buying cars or don't like buying used cars, and then you did everything the opposite in a way that people would like, well, that's Frontier. I mean, just like it's easy, it's no pressure, it's no hassle. If you want to take a day or two to think about it, you can. You just very, very simple. And I sometimes tell the joke story that we went there to test drive a car and we wound up buying it a day later because they were just so easy and they work with us and they came down on the price. And we're like, okay, good, man. I guess we'll just buy it, even though we weren't going to buy it for 6 months. They stand by the car after you buy it. That's something that a lot of places really don't do, and they do because they want you to come and be confident and come back and feel comfortable and, you know, no problem. They want to take care of you. Frontier Motors, serving the Pensacola community for more than 25 years. Behind the Big Buffalo on Beverly Parkway, be sure to tell them Andrew McKay says hi.
Hey, Pensacola, Dave Ramsey here. I want to talk to you about my friends over at Gulf Coast Air Care. They've been trusted members of your community for over 25 years. Owner Todd St. Ors and his team focus on the indoor air quality side of HVAC for the people who want comfortable, healthy, and energy-efficient homes and workplaces. Gulf Coast Air Care can help you with dusty, moldy, or leaky duct systems, hot or cold rooms, and odors, and humidity issues. They test for duct leaks, and they do the repairs. If you need duct cleaning, duct repairs, or air filtration, you should call them today. Remember what Todd always says, if you don't don't have a good air filter, you are one. Call Gulf Coast Air Care today at 850-934-2768 or visit them online at gulfcoastaircare.com. That's 850-934-2768 or gulfcoastaircare.com.
News Radio 92.3 reminds you that hurricane season is underway. Forecasters are predicting another above normal year for storms. And the Generator Guys are your local generator provider. Are you prepared? Don't be caught without power for days or even weeks. When the storm hits, you should be 1 week ready. And the News Radio 92.3 crew will be live and local with storm coverage on your radio, on your phone, and online. News Radio 92.3 and the Generator Guys are there for you.
Cannell and Company Realty is proud to be a sponsor of the Blue Angels Air Show. Locally owned and operated, they're now celebrating 40-plus years in business, selling homes to generations of families that they've worked with during those years. Whether you're buying or selling, Cannell and Company Realty has the marketing savvy to get the job done with no add-on costs and never a franchise or administration fee. Cannell and Company Realty, friendly, dedicated, full-time realtors. 2107 Airport Boulevard. Like them on Facebook.
The City of Pensacola Parks and Recreation offers many ways to help you get out and play. Take a stroll in one of their 93 parks, rent a kayak or a paddle boat at the brand new Bayview Outdoor Pursuit Center, or participate in one of the many exciting programs happening at Play Pensacola's 11 resource centers. Tennis courts, pools, dance, camps, community events, and more. The only thing missing is you. For more, visit playpensacola.com or follow social media at Play P. Cola Parks. It's time to get out and play.
Hurricane season is here, and making sure you're ready is key if you need to evacuate. Evacuations typically don't have to be hundreds of miles. Having at least half a tank of gas ensures you can evacuate the necessary tens of miles to a safe, sheltering location when a storm threatens your community. Check with nearby friends and family now and have a plan in place for what to do if you are ordered to evacuate. Visit halfwayfullhalfwaythere.com to learn about more ways to be prepared.
This message is sponsored by the Florida Division of Emergency Management, Florida Association of Broadcasters, and this radio station.
Never miss a breaking news story or important weather update again. Download the News Radio Pensacola app and opt in for push notifications.
My heart only runs on Supreme.
$3.56. The Florida average is $3.33. Your best price in the nation is Mississippi at $2.98. Your worst in the nation for all things, but also gas, is $4.83 in California. sorry. You know it's true. $3.11 east at the Walmart in Navarre, $3.09 west of the Walmart in Navarre, $3.08 at the foot of the Garcon Point Bridge, $3.35 in Gulf Breeze proper, $3.11 at the Raceway in Milton, same at the Pea Ridge Murphy, and then $3.19 if you wait to the Raceway in Pace, $3.29 if you get it early, so don't get it early. Let's see, Walmart in 9 Mile, or on 9 Mile, has $3.14. Happy Pi Day. $3.15. I don't know why I'm such a nerd. $3.15 at the US 29 Murphy in front of the Walmart there, and then coming in from the southwest side, looks like $3.14 at the used to be TNC, now the Gas and Go on Navy Boulevard. $6.53 on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. I'm Andrew McKay. Hot today. Hot. Oh, I love this text we got in. We were talking about the people, plants, and pets, and you know, somebody said, because we're talking about how it's mostly people and pets when it comes to the heat, and right. Somebody said, we plants are people too. Give us plenty of water on the scorching days. Thirsty. We so thirsty.
Okay, but like...
Yeah, but you got to be careful about watering your plants in the hot because it can cause them damage, especially if you
want to do it in the morning
sun.
Or at
right,
night. You know, yeah, sure. So. I bought a bunch of plants on clearance and some of them are already dead, but like that's my fault at Lowe's. Thanks. But no, they seem like they'd be easy. You big jerk. I know. I'll ask Mike Wiggins when he comes in. But man, they were all dry like right away. And I just watered them the day before and they're not an often watering thing. So you do want to check on your plants.
Yeah, I'm great at killing off plants.
I
mean,
oh,
fantastic.
I'm even better.
Like if you need the black thumb, that's me. I got it.
Right. I'd get you an aloe plant. You don't have to do anything. You just ignore them and they live. Like me, David.
David Wayne is in the newsroom with our headlines. David?
Former President Trump claims special counsel Jack Smith illegally leaked and spun an audio recording of Trump discussing classified documents. He was on Truth Social after CNN released that tape yesterday. He says the recording is actually an exoneration. An arrest has been made in Massachusetts after three people were found dead in a home over the weekend. Officials in Newton announced Monday the male suspect is charged with multiple counts of murder and...
You're just too good to be true.
Frankie Valli got married over the weekend. That's right. He's 89 years old. He got married. Well, actually, not over the weekend. He got married yesterday.
Let's guess the age.
He already said it.
Oh, did he?
89? I don't know.
No, not him. Oh. Her.
Oh. 25.
38.
Ooh, now you're both off. His wife is 60. Her name is Jackie Jacobs, and she's a former CBS executive. Apparently, they had a private ceremony. And, of course, he did serenade her a little bit with Can't Take My Eyes Off of You.
Of course.
I think at the plus 70 vicinity, I think age is a little bit irrelevant as a factor to consider, because that's, what, a 28-year gap. You said 60 and 88, right?
Yeah, 89 and 60.
89 and 60. Okay, 29-year gap. I don't think they're having a lot of conversations about, you know what I was doing when you were in the first grade? You know, but that's true, right?
And they're probably not having child conversations,
Either. Although, you know, Abraham and Sarah, I mean, you know, things can happen.
And Robert De Niro and everybody.
Oh, yeah, Al Pacino, all of that.
Or whatever. Yeah, same
no,
guy.
No, but both, yeah. Absolutely true. David, thanks so much for the update. Candy's got traffic on the 5. Oh, look what you started, man.
Can you imagine, though, being serenaded by Frankie Valli? And being married to him, I know, but that's okay. That's awesome.
I don't think that would make me comfortable.
Well, not you. No, I'm sure I'd have to hear all that. Now I have to marry a man. I'm sorry, dude. There's an accident, it looks like, on
Blood light and everything.
Shut up. East Garden Street. It looks like...
you want a minute?
No.
David's right passed out
perfect,
over there
I know.
From hypoxia.
from hypoxia. It looks like Tarragona and Garden this morning, right there at the light, showing an accident, and it is very, very slow as you're going from Garden, trying to get up near the Bay Center, trying to get onto 110. So caution there. Tiger Point 98 backed up a little bit eastbound near the Country Club, and that Country Club road is backed up northbound for the same reason. It looks like they're doing construction, road paving. 437-1620 if you have traffic tips. If you got pets, make sure they got plenty of water and shade before you leave that house today, because we have a heat warning. News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
And what are your plans? Speaking of Bud Light, I just can't not do this. But you know how they come out with this ad the other day that's meant to be like, hey, nothing happened here, nothing to see, all good, just forget all that stuff from the past, you know, just pretend none of that ever happened. And they got lit up online over it, right? Okay, because people are angry. I mean, I've talked to some people who are, you know, like lifelong Bud Light drinkers. They will never touch another drop ever, period. It was like finding a place to focus the anger that they didn't know they had a target for, right? That's kind of what, because we've talked about the consistency of other beer companies, or, you know, whether it's Levi's or other, you know, other companies. Like, you know, Bud Light is not uniquely aligned in this sense. But okay, here goes. headline, Fox News. Bud Light sponsors Toronto Pride Parade featuring naked women and chill, and lots of kids were around. And yep, that's true. They have a big Bud Light trailer with a lot of people wearing Bud Light shirts and dancing and celebrating. And then a little bit later on in the parade, you've got the naked men walking around. I mean, it's Toronto, you know, or Toronto, as they say it.
Yeah,
but,
they don't use the T.
Anyway.
Yeah, but it's Canada. I mean, they got to compete there. They have those good Canadian beers. I mean,
but
right?
According like the to the website, Bud Light Canada, BLC we sometimes say in the industry, nobody says that, also provides $100,000 to various organizations that support the, are you ready, LGBTQUA2S+ community. Holy acronym string, Batman, across Canada, and has created a range of commemorative Pride beer cans to celebrate the collaboration.
Here, I'll take that one. Only $100,000?
Yeah,
I'm not saying it's
not a lot. But
no, it's not over the whole country.
If the company as a whole is trying to, you know, separate itself from this issue, I'm not sure they accomplished it over the weekend. 6:58 News Radio 92.3, time for...
Trying to think how to say future news in French, but they don't speak French in Toronto.
News future.
Les future news. Sorry.
So funny. All right. Will we get the rulings today from the Supreme Court, at least on the affirmative action or the loan repayment plan cancellation?
I forgot about that. Yes?
Yeah. I mean, we're going to get something. I don't know. We're kind of running out of time for the court. Will we, let's say 5 years from now, have a nationwide 15-week abortion standard that not pass that except for cause?
Yes.
I mean, I could see it moving that way for sure. We'll be back.
You're listening to News Radio 92.3.